Correct. On 18. With the 12 on him matter of three left, you get a text.
Hello.
Hello, Kimball.
Yes.
Hey, Kimball, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to check in with you. I shot you out an email a couple days ago and wanted to make sure you'd received it and, you know, see if there are any further questions there.
Oh, I got it. I just got to figure out how I'm going to be able to handle right now I'm in two bad loans, and I don't want to get into a third one to get rid of two good bad loans, you know. I'm
gotcha.
Really concerned in that. I'm keeping gun shy. I've got $80,000 in loans.
Okay.
With two loans, so I'm going to have to pull off 100 for it to do me any good, you know, about 150,000 loans, but again, that's going to probably end up being a daily payment program again.
Hold on one second here. Yeah, I can't say for sure if it would be. I don't really have any sort of information or really financials to look at to see,
well,
you know, where you're sitting.
I tell you, we deposit $200,000 a month.
Okay, how's your personal credit? You know, is it above average? Average.
Above average, it's about a 630, but I've got some tax liens on my credit that I have a payment plan for.
Okay.
And I have letters and I have proof that I'm paying that. But when you pull my credit report, it shows all the old taxes that they won't remove them until I pay the payments and
right.
Pay it off, because they won't go refile them again.
Right.
I've got those terms as long as I keep my payments up. It's only $70 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So nothing to hit my income, but, you know, and I've only been employed for 1 year and 8 months, and so I've only got 215 taxes.
Okay.
And the profit on those, because I bought out of an existing company,
mm-hmm.
and I only have so many months of that year in the transitions, because the company I bought out took most of the income.
Gotcha.
For the year 2015.
Okay, I see.
My profit to loss for 2016 is an accurate of what the business does, you know, not over and above buying it or what it has been doing in the last 7 years before
sure.
I owned it.
Sure. How would your profit and loss look if you were to do that for 2015? As opposed to 16?
Well, I'd have to pull both of them together. The company that I bought out, which is no more in existence, and the company that I have that bought out the old company. It would show the same thing my tax returns show.
Okay.
Because I did file with the old company and the new company two different tax returns for 2015. But the old company bring in most of the income for 2015.
What did the sales look like for that old company on the year?
Million six a year.
Okay, combined with the new company, you know, where did that put you?
Oh, well, no, that's both of them, $1.6 million combined.
Okay. And then you said that there's about 80,000 out in loans right now. Are those fairly recent loans? Have you been paying on those for a while?
Yeah, one of them's a year old. I called yesterday and it's paying interest only, and I still have my fee sitting there, and it's a 5-year term.
Gotcha.
So they're just collecting interest payments only monthly. And I've still got my fees in the balance owed unless I start paying it down.
Would they penalize you if you were to pay that off early, or would you get a discount?
They just don't give me a discount.
Okay. I'm just trying to think in my head. You know, based on the numbers that you've given me, you know, we could potentially pay off both those loans. And then have you net additional income for operational capital, expenses if, you know, something that, that you would be receptive to.
So I don't know if all this will work, you know. I mean, I'm telling you right now because I don't want to waste everybody's time. But
right
there and trying to get a decent term note instead of a daily payment, they're going to get into my tax returns and my credit.
Yeah. Well, based off of, it sounds like your income, we could potentially get you into a weekly payment. Would that be more helpful to you? Would it be easier to budget that way?
Yeah, bottom line is it's daily or weekly, it's still the same amount, you know? I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, it just, you know, what's $150 going to cost me and what's the payment going to be if it's a daily, weekly payment? And then I have to look at it and see if my payments that I have now justify me.
Sure, sure. You know, if we were to pay off those existing loans and you had that netted the additional income, say we got you $150, would you be able to turn the $70, you know, into a profit of sorts that would, you know, be make the loan worthwhile?
Well, it's difficult to do on all the loans, but sometimes it don't work that way when you get now 30% on the money you borrow.
Right, right, right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Borrow $100,000 and it costs you $30,000.
Yeah, you know, perhaps like inventory that could be flipped or things of that nature. I'm just trying to see if this would make sense for you, you know?
Yeah. No, it just depends, you know. Maybe give me some options what you think. You know, I know I need to send everything to you, but again,
yes. Do a lot of your customers pay with credit card?
They don't. I don't even take credit cards.
Okay. I was just thinking of another option there. We do have merchant cash advance programs as well that would you know, do a percentage of credit card sales every day. So that doesn't sound like an option. Again, it's really difficult for me to give you some numbers out there, just throw them out there arbitrarily, because I just want to be as upfront with you as possible and give you the most concrete information possible. You know, we could get you feedback in 24 hours, you know, once I receive your information. It's you know, fairly painless. And if it does work out, you know, we can continue to move forward. If it doesn't, well, at least you have peace of mind that, you know, it's there for you if everything else, you know, other options are out there.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can get some stuff over to you, and we'll kind of go from there. I haven't forgotten about it.
Sure. I shot you an email this morning again, just to check in with you too. And so, all the documentation that we would require, I attached on there. You know, if you have a moment today, if you take a look at that, that'd be awesome. My direct dial is on there too. So if you had any questions, you know, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your time today. Would you like me to follow up with you in a couple days, or give you till next week? Or
give me till mid next week.
All righty, Kimball. Well, you know what? Have a relaxing weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.